Disc 4.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the most exciting afternoon of your entire lives,
Count Olaf announced, and cracked his whip into the pit. The whip was just long enough to strike the restless lions, who roared obediently and gnashed their teeth in hunger.
These carnivorous lions are ready to eat a freak, he said. But which freak will it be?
The crowd parted, and the hook-handed man emerged, leading the Baudelaire's co-workers in a line toward the edge of the pit where the Baudelaire stood. Hugo, Colette, and Kevin had evidently been told to dress in their freakish clothes rather than in the gifts Esme had given them, and they gave the Baudelaires a small smile and stared nervously at the snarling lions. Once the children's co-workers had taken their places, Count Olaf's other comrades emerged from the crowd. Esme Squalor was wearing a pinstripe suit and carrying a parasol, which is a small umbrella used for keeping the sun out of one's eyes, and she smiled at the crowd and sat down on a small chair brought by Olaf's bald associate, who was also holding a long, flat piece of wood that he placed at the edge of the pit, so it hung over the lions like a diving board over a swimming pool. Finally, the two white-faced women stepped forward, holding a small wooden box with a hole in the top.
"I'm so glad this is my last day in these clothes,"
Hugo murmured to the Baudelaires, gesturing to his ill-fitting coat.
"Just think, soon I'll be a member of Count Olaf's troop, and I'll never have to look like a freak again." "Unless you're thrown to the lions,"
Klaus couldn't help replying.
"Are you kidding?"
Hugo whispered back.
"If I'm the one chosen, I'm going to throw Madame Lulu into the pit, just like Esme said."
"Look closely at all these freaks," Count Olaf said,
as several people in the audience tittered.
"Observe Hugo's funny back. Think about how silly it is that Colette can bend herself into all sorts of strange positions. Giggle at the absurdity of Kevin's ambidextrous arms and legs. Snicker at Beverly and Elliot, the two-headed freak, and laugh so hard that you can scarcely breathe at Charbot, the wolf baby."
The crowd erupted into laughter, pointing and laughing at the people they thought were funniest.
"Look at Charbot's ridiculous teeth,"
cried a woman, who had dyed her hair several colours at once.
"She looks positively idiotic."
"I think Kevin is funnier,"
replied her husband, who had dyed his hair to match.
"I hope he's thrown into the pit. It'll be fun to see him try to defend himself with both hands and feet."
"I hope it's the hook-handed freak,"
said a woman standing in back of the Baudelaires.
"That will make it even more violent."
"I'm not a freak," the hook-handed man snarled impatiently. "I'm an employee of Count Olaf's."
"Oh, sorry,"
the woman replied.
"In that case, I hope it's that man with pimples all over his chin."
"I'm a member of the audience," the man cried. "I'm not a freak. I just have a few skin problems."
"Then what about that woman in the silly suit?"
she asked.
"Or that guy with only one eyebrow?"
"I'm Count Olaf's girlfriend," Esme said. "And my suit is in, not silly."
"I don't care who's a freak and who isn't," said someone else in the crowd. "I just want to see the lions eat somebody."
"You will," Count Olaf promised. "We're going to have the choosing ceremony right now. The names of all the freaks have been written down on small scraps of paper and placed in the box that these two lovely ladies are holding."
The two white-faced women held up the wooden box and curtsied to the audience, while Esme frowned at them.
"I don't think they're particularly lovely," she said,
but few people heard her over the cheering of the crowd.